More grace to everybody. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, magnificent, all-powerful, great God that we serve. I don't know about you, but I am excited about the things that God is doing as a result of prayer and intercession. I am getting so many testimonies, but not just testimonies, people who are motivated to pray. I mean, things that I think that they would have normally just accepted. But once we get the revelation that everything can be dealt with in prayer, everything can be dealt with in intercession, everything can be dealt with if we call on the name of the Lord. Once you really get that understanding and grasp the power of your intercession, I guarantee you, you will stop taking certain things from the devil. I don't have to accept sickness. I don't have to accept defeat. I don't have to accept disaster and calamity, all in the name of, well, if God didn't want me to go through it, I wouldn't be going through it. The devil is a liar. I know God's best for my life. I know his plan for my life. And I know his plan for my life, according to the scripture, is good. Hallelujah. Not only is it good, but it's to give me what? An expected end. I believe that. I walk in that. I trust him for that. And because I know that that is his will for my life, I enforce that will. I pray that will in my life. If we ever get the power of understanding what prayer does, there will be so much stuff that we would not take and allow the enemy to do in our life. You understand that prayer is communication between you and God, all right? But it is also that secret place where your inner man, your soul, finds comfort and inner strength. Remember, James 5:16 said it like this. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. So guess what you need to do? You need to position yourself in a place of triumph. And the way you do that is through prayer. And I know a lot of times people say, well, it seems like I be praying and I don't get no answers or nothing happens. But sometimes I believe it's because we don't pray the word. Psalm 138 verse 2, you know that scripture. It says, I have exalted my word above my name. Did you hear that? He has exalted his word above his name. Well, if that is true, that means that the scripture is the source when we begin to pray. Remind God of what he says. Matthew 7, believe that is, it said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So when we say pray with the word of God, you got to enforce God's word for your life. Hallelujah. And know that if God's word said it, he is bound to his word. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it? Hath he spoke it, shall he not make it good? That is exactly correct. Well, if that is true, then we got to bind him to his word. You remember you was a kid and somebody made you a promise. What would you tell them? You're the one who said this. You're the one who said that. You're the one who said this. And guess what? Iba shatalamaya, ilamandala kasaya. If that is true, you bind him to his word. Say, hold on here, Holy Ghost. You said that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. I diligently seek your face, and I thank you for my reward. You remind him of what he said. He said, command ye me. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? So when you understand the power of your prayer and the power of enforcing things, when you understand that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays, God can release no miracle until somebody prays. I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, but I couldn't find one. God is looking for intercessors. Everybody want to be a prophet. Everybody want to be an apostle. Everybody want to be a bishop. But I want to know who wants to be a prayer warrior. Who wants to be the person to stand between heaven and earth and enforce the will of God on earth. You're an apostle, but you don't pray? You're dangerous. You're a prophet and you don't pray? You're dangerous. You're an evangelist and a teacher and you don't pray? You are dangerous. If you don't live a life of prayer, how do you survive? I'm telling you that there is so much in the spirit realm. Le dele, la mandele beko talabahasha. There is so much in the spirit realm that is held up waiting on you to enforce it, waiting on you to command it, waiting on you to demand it. And that's why we're coming here and we're praying these prayers on the phone. We're not concerned about nothing but the purpose and the plan of God for our life. We are enforcing that. Emasha, we are enforcing his plan. His word concerning this country, his word concerning this nation, his word, Balabasha, Landele Meeko Labasita, Ilele Mandala Bahaya, Ilala Mohosha. We are enforcing his word concerning our family. His word. Am I making sense? That's what we're doing. We're enforcing his word, not ours, his plan. Father, what is your will for my life? What is your will? And I'm telling you, because we are praying this prayers, I'm telling you, God is getting ready to move like you have never, ever seen before. We are praying prayers and there shall be answers like never before. Our first prayer that we're praying is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And guess what? It addeth no sorrow with it. We are decreeing that God is causing the blessing to rest upon you. And we are decreeing, hallelujah, that God's going to bless your effort and it's going to yield great profit. I'm decreeing that God is going to send helpers. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. That God is sending helpers to fulfill that destiny. Raise your right hand and say, Father, bring the helper of my destiny. Bring helpers to fulfill my assignment in the earth. Bless me, bless me, bless me with the blessing that addeth no sorrow. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear me when I pray, I thank you that according to your word, you promise that the blessing of the Lord would make us rich and addeth no sorrow. Father, we have received the blessing in spurts. We have received the blessing, praise the Lord, in intercourse, but no longer intervals. No longer will that be our testimony. I thank you that you are blessing us beyond human comprehension. I thank you today that the blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow is resting on our life in every area of our life. Father, I lift up KCC Jacksonville. I lift up KCC Charlotte. I lift up KCC Houston. And I thank you that the blessing is resting on each property. The blessing is resting on each building. I thank you, hey, that we want for nothing. I thank you, oh, Baba Shatta, that you are sending helpers. You are sending helpers to fulfill our destiny. Father, it is impossible for me to do it alone. You said in Ecclesiastes 4:9 that two are better than one. Father, send the helper. Send helpers. I thank you that you are sending Boazes, that you are sending everything that we need to fulfill our assignment. I call in my financial Boaz. I call in that individual who's been assigned to help me fulfill my destiny. I call in that individual who's been assigned to see to it that I get to the place that you've called me to be in. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every barrier. I come against every blockage. I come against every hindrance in the spirit realm that is holding up my helper, that is holding up my helpers, that are holding up those who are assigned to assist me so that I can operate in the blessing. Father, in Jesus' name, by divine authority, I interrupt all satanic movement. Ele, ele, Alabashata. I interrupt and I cut off all second heaven activity. And I declare that every helper assigned to my life is coming now. Every helper assigned to KCC Charlotte is coming now. Every helper assigned to KCC Houston is coming now. Father, those who are assigned to help in media, those who are assigned to help in music, those who are assigned to help in finance, those who are assigned to help, I thank you that you are sending in helpers. You are sending in helpers for our businesses. Come on, lift up your business. Lift up your family. Lift them up and declare that God is sending a helper. Father, send helpers. Hobashate litaleme kekonda lukunini mikikaso lulandele lelele andalabasha shananamaya 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 mandalabokola basita rebere de bandele beekamona minuni mikikaso lulandele beetolalabasha shatanamanso mukulele bee hele mashananda ye mandele bekobasi. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Masha shamee yemene anso luli bikikea landele beota banja jesa zizo zoja jemendele bekrifi libi cleansalo luko lule mekandala basha. I thank you that you hear me when I pray, and I thank you that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow is being released to me now. Father, I thank you that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow is being released to me now. I thank you that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow is being released to me now. Father, no sorrow, no sorrow, no sorrow, no sorrow, no sorrow. I rebuke sadness. I rebuke stress. I rebuke anxiety with the blessing. I will not fight over the blessing. Hey, Malabashata, Ikandalebeho, Munini Mikika Salamanda. I will not fight over the blessing. I will not war, hallelujah, for what you have given unto me. I thank you that you hear me. I thank you that you've heard me. Hobashata, Handele Mekea, Handala Bohosa, Le, Ye, Mendelebe Kokora Basha, Lelandeleme, Minanaman Soto, Lutunini Mikika Labasa, in the name of Jesus. Ora basha kalamanda, era la mama mama manda la basite lele mekonda, ukumande lebe kida la bakasa, ishamanda, endere di alabasi kololobokosha. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We are praying. You know, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 declares blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Colossians 2:14 says blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We are decreeing today, Alabasata, every contrary spirit in your body, every contrary spirit in your family, every contrary spirit that rises up against you, that will try to stop you from fulfilling God's plan for your life, we are decreeing that those contrary spirits be destroyed, be dismantled. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I overturn every contrary spirit operating in my life to hinder me from fulfilling my assignment. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I understand through John 10:10 that it is the thief who cometh to steal. It is the thief who cometh to steal and kill and destroy. But you came that I might have life. But Father, your blood is superior. Your blood is more powerful than any blood known to man. I was not redeemed with the blood of a bull. I was not redeemed with the blood of a goat. I was not redeemed with the blood of a lamb. But I was redeemed with the blood of a spotless lamb, with the blood of Jesus. Jesus. You purchased me in Acts chapter 20. You said with your own blood. So by the superior authority of the blood of Jesus, by the name that is above every name, it is at that name that every contrary spirit that is operating in my body, that is operating in my family, that is operating in my church, that is operating in my nation, it is by that name that every contrary spirit must be overturned. Every spirit that opposes the unity that will produce God's plan for my life, that opposes the plan of God, his original intent for my life, for me, for my family, for my church, I overturn it. I overturn it. Usha Moshe, something breaking. Alabashani Mendele Bekobasia. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn every demonic power. Woo! I feel something breaking, y'all. Y'all got to pray. There are contrary spirits that are in your members. Some of them are in your sexual organ. Some of them are in your mind. Some of them are in your body. That's what I mean by members. These are spirits that have lodged there. And their whole assignment is for you to be controlled by lust, perversion, anger, jealousy, envy. They are lodged in your members. And they have been sent on a samande. E sananama kulandilikita. Ilalabababosha. Handelelebasa. They've been assigned to fight the purpose of God for your life. And it's lodged in your member. It's lodged in your mind. That's why you can't seem to get victory in your thought life. There's a contrary spirit that's been sent to your mind. But in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the power of the covenant, I overturn every contrary spirit that's been sent to your body. I overturn every contrary spirit that is in your members. And in the name of Jesus, I command them to come out and receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn it up, burn it up, burn it up. La dilebe, le bande lebe kota, lita la basha, shane mende, yenana mahosaya, la kile menke le baladala hazia, zunini mikita, robo sakunde lebe kadala basha. Yay! I break it. Every contrary spirit that is in my family, every contrary spirit that is in my bloodline, that travels through my mother's house, that travels through my father's house, every contrary spirit that is operating in my family, that is operating in this nation, you demon of perversion, you demon of homosexuality, you demon of murder that has come, you demon of division and disunity that wants to keep us at odds, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross, I overturn every contrary spirit. I overturn every contrary power. Halabashata lemandelebe likandalabokosa mamie manini mikiza ho majata hey elebashata humandelebe labakosaya, in the name of Jesus. Y'all must understand that you have the power through prayer to overturn it. You keep praying that today, those contrary spirits that's been sent to stop God's original intent for your life, they must be overturned. Alabashata, andelebekele mandala mokosai, inala mandala kasalabakata, yay, many andala la baba yaya. Shakula Manda. We are praying today. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah 54:17, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Oba Shata. All right. Now I need you to understand this. The enemy used people as weapons, but we are decreeing that all demonic activity have to cease. All demonic activity got to cease against all these people. All of these individuals who have sold themselves to Satan to carry out his satanic agenda. Just like there are people who are sold out to God, there are individuals who are sold out to the devil, and they have an agenda. They have sold out themselves for the plan of the enemy to operate in your life, but they must be overturned. I say they must overturn. Let them be overturned now. lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, all demonic agendas against my life, all satanic corporations against my destiny, be overturned, be overturned, be overturned. Lift your voice right now. Hey, halabashata. Hey, ikandalabasa. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, by divine authority, let it be overturned now. By divine authority, I serve an injunction for all demonic activity. I command it to cease. I command it to cease. I command it to cease. All demonic activity that is working against me, I command it to cease. I issue a warrant for every disembodied spirit, every person without a body, every individual, every corporation, every group who have come together and sold themselves to carry out satanic agendas against me, against my family, against my church, and against this nation. I issue a warrant for that disembodied spirit. I command them to cease. I command them to stop every power that is working against KCC, every individual, every blog, Lakunde, 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 every blog, every blogger, every liar, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl who have sold themselves to the agenda of the devil, who have sold themselves to the plan of Satan, whether they know or don't know, by the name of Jesus, I command it to be overturned. Akedele adulebi asina sina anshano ukunene mekeshe. I issue an injunction. I command them to cease their movement. Whoever it is who is working against me, I command you to be broken into pieces. I command your means of travel, your means of working, wherever you are gathering. Hey, Shata. Hey, Manke. Likandalabosa. May your gathering place and the place you take counsel be invaded by the fire of God. May you receive everlasting confusion. May you conceive everlasting division. You must be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Okoshebe. Likandeleme. Let them be arrested. I arrest you. I arrest you. I dispossess. I disengage, I destroy your trusted weapons, everything that you are using that you trust against my life, against my family, against the life of my children, against the life of my brother, against the life of my sister, against the life of my husband, every weapon, hey, 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 that you are using, every weapon that you trust, every weapon that you seek to use to control the destiny of my family, the destiny of my finances, the destiny of my son, whether it be a weapon of drugs, whether it be the weapon of addiction, whether it be the weapon of perversion, whether it be the weapon of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, every weapon that you possess, I disengage it, I dispossess it, I destroy it. And I command your weapons to be broken into pieces. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. La dala lebede lilandala kudaya landala wala dala hazia zinuni mikifele ropolo 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 pokukapa lekandele beeta. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, shatele me lemandele be kozaya. Shandeleme, Limandele Bekoza, Zibundili Biki Falamaya, Romondolo Boho, Mukushine, Hey, Malaba, Shata, Le Mama Mama, Yendele Beaba, Lebebe Bebi Alaba, Le Bandolobo, Robondelebe, Mendele Bekaza, Zikumuya, Mukunine, Hey, Shata, Hey, Halabo Shate, Hey, Mandele Bekoza, Hey, Shikandolo Bohoza, Hey, 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 mandelebe kozaya, vandeleve, kazia, kazia, kusheleme, ripisenuna, likandelebe, hey, alabajada, in the name of Jesus. Mokosha, shande, anderebi alamanda, oh, mananana mazikelele banda la kuta lamande, ishe. Meshenemé, Mandelele Bekasa. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I hope y'all ain't tired, because I'm beating that monkey down today. He can't have you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are praying today that all ill wills, all evil imaginations against your life, they got to go. We block them. We cancel them. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, all ill wills, all evil imaginations, all demonic expectations be destroyed. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you know that there are those who desire to see me go under. You know, God, that there are those who desire to see me not make it. Father, you know that there are individuals who have ill wills and ill agendas against my life, against the life of my son, against the life of my daughter, against the life of my husband, against the life of my wife. Father, you know that there are individuals who have ill wills, but in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross, I override all ill wills. I override all evil imaginations and expectations. I override every satanic pregnancy. I override it. Ha, me she, hey, Marcosha, hey, Ikandeleme. I override every satanic pregnancy against me, against the righteous, against this nation, against the people of God, against your church. I come against all ill will, every senator, every governor, every atheist, every witch, every agenda, every bill that should be passed in this governing against our country, against this church, against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Father, there are senators and governors and mayors who have a satanic agenda. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I override every evil agenda. I override every satanic pregnancy against your people, against the church. Hey, Maja, he kande. I override every satanic agenda against America, against China, against Asia, against Africa, against North and South America, against Australia, against Europe, against Antarctica. I override. Hey, Shata, ho, Mikandelebe, yay, Ayanana Manzakilobo, Robosani. I override every satanic pregnancy. Satan, whatever is in your womb concerning my life, concerning KCC, concerning KCC Houston, Charlotte, Hayabashanda, and Jacksonville, whatever is in your womb concerning my destiny, whatever is in your womb concerning my family, Indele, Landele Bekota, Ialamanda Lahoja, Sharabaya, 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 Yambia Sukununa, Rebele Bekotolomanda, hey, Shata, hey. Whatever is in that womb, I command every satanic womb, miscarry, you evil agenda, you evil plan against my daughter, your plan against my son, your plan against my finances, your plan against my destiny, every satanic womb, I command you to miscarry. I fire every demonic midwife. I remove, I disengage every demonic midwife, Hanaboshata, that is sitting at the destiny of time. Every demonic midwife that is sitting at the womb of my destiny to try to kill my spiritual baby before it come forth. May that midwife be fired. I fire you. I fire you. I fire you and command you to receive fire. Receive fire. Receive fire. Receive fire. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Shata, ho, Mikande, Heba Sito, Ulelebaja, Handelele Malamanda, Yikalobo Sotolemaya, Minuni Miki Fantelebe, Rebeleba Saya, I override it. Come on, you override it. Override every evil will. Override every evil imagination. Override every satanic agenda plan for your life, the life of your children. When I'm praying, call their names. Don't just say it. That will add time to your prayer. Call their names. Call the name of your father, the name of your son, the name of your daughter. Yebe, 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 yebia, ubibibibia, sunamaya. Call the name of your business. Call it out. Cancel it. Destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Delibasia. We're praying one more prayer. And we don't have time to play with this. Come on. We're commanding these debts to be canceled. Take out your list. It should be with you every time we get ready to pray. Because you're going to begin to mark them off. And what you need to do is target one. Target one. Find one that you want to target and go after it. Menene ma shakalema lemonkolo bondolobo sutu leleme milelele andala asia sereve klisalamantalaba ubiasha. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I command every debt be removed now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you see these debts that are listed on this paper. But I thank you that in the spirit realm, I impose on them debts paid in full. I thank you that every car is paid in full. I thank you that every home is paid in full. I thank you for an influx of increase and an influx of wealth and money from every direction to be able to pay every bill in full. I thank you that lack is not our portion. Spirit of lack, pack your bags. Get out of my house. Get out of KCC. Get out of my ministry. Get out of my home. The spirit of lack, you are not welcome. I find delay ele doola dala azia indala masha. I terminate you. I command you to never come back. I issue an injunction and command you to never come back in the name of Jesus. I thank you that increases my portion. Money belongs to me today, and because that money belongs to me by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross, I thank you. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Ikandalaba, hey, Mikalaba, Shata, Shatolobosa, Lemendele Bekikasia. I thank you that debts are canceled. 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 I command this debt be canceled, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed. I thank you for wealth in every direction. Money comes now. Increase comes now. In the name of Jesus. Malaba shakomandelebe lemanda la sisalabaya. Mufala vandelebe kribiri ankalamo. Munini mi eshte. Hear the word of the Lord. I don't want you to miss this. The Holy Ghost is challenging me to challenge 200 of you. And don't you miss this. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. See, some of you think it's a game. I don't ask unless the Spirit leads me. Sometime I was doing it on every prayer call. Sometime I don't do it at all. But I do it as the Spirit of God gives it to me. He is challenging me to challenge several of you right now, at least 200 of you, to sow a seed of $33. I'm sorry, a seed of $33. Matter of fact, do $33.33. God said everything dead is about to be resurrected. Your money's been dead. There's a resurrection coming. There are bashamandebe eboko ukubasha ilala bashanda. Telling you what I know in the spirit, that right now, go to dollar sign. PBCJR, and sow that seed of $33.33. There are 40 of you. Please don't miss this. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Some of you are going to do it. Some of you not. You think it's a game. But I'm telling you, I only do it as the Spirit of God lead me. If I'm lying, may a curse be upon my life and ministry from this day forward. I'm sowing because I believe it works. I'm challenging you because I know that giving works. I'm not trying to manipulate you. Know me by the Spirit. There are several of you, $PBCJR, sow that $33.33. There are 40 of you who has given $333.33. Hallelujah. Sow your seed. Sow it now. You can go to briancarn.com. You can sow it there. If you can't do that, you can mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Are you listening to me today? I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of God. You can sow it on the other app. You can sow it on the church app. It doesn't matter, but you need to sow your seed right now. Every one of you that has $33.33, you need to sow it. 3333. Some of you 33333. Some of you 333. You don't have $33. Sow $3.33. But I'm telling you, you need to sow a seed right now. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. Don't miss it. This is your hour of breakthrough, your hour of change. God told me that we are the Underground Railroad in the Spirit. You know, that's who we are. We're the Harriet Tubman. We are working under the radar. We're not on Facebook. We're not on Instagram doing this. We're doing this under the radar. Halabo Shaka. So they can't even find us. We're on the Underground Railroad and we're praying in the Spirit and we're breaking stuff up. Make sure you override every evil intention. Make sure every demonic agenda against your life be overrode. Cancel it. Dismantle it. Do not let it operate in your life. Every satanic pregnancy, command it to miscarry. Command every debt to be canceled. Are you listening to me? We are praying because prayer works. Hey! Prayer works. Yasha, Shambie, Beledebe, Somuna, Rebekusaya. I am ministering tonight in Hollywood, Florida. I am ministering in Hollywood, Florida. I'm expecting the miraculous. If you're in Fort Lauderdale, if you're in Hollywood, if you're in Miami, wherever you at, come see me tonight. You that have family bound by the demonic, bound by witchcraft, bound by sickness, tell them to meet me tonight in Hollywood, Florida. We are believing for breakthrough and change, for turnaround. Are you listening to me? We are believing for that, and we know that it shall happen. Hey, Shandalaba. Ho, Mukanini Mikikasa. Hey, Ilalalaba Shandalabahaya. Handalalamamosita. Hey, we are commanding it. We are decreeing it and declaring that it is so. Lift your voice and trust God. Sow your seed, $PBCJR. $PBCJR. Go to briancarn.com. Mail it in. But sow your seed. $33.33, $333.33, $3.33. Do not miss this. Everything dead is about to be resurrected. God said, I'm about to come and resurrect Lazarus. I'm about to breathe life into that situation. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. Now, you know, we won't be praying on Saturday and Sunday, but I'll see you again. When I'm going to see you? Monday morning at 6 a.m. And we're going to tear the kingdom of darkness down. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. So let's pray. Stay in prayer this weekend. What do you pray over the weekend? Everything we prayed over the week, pray it over the weekend. Do that in your prayer time on Saturday. Do that on your prayer time on Sunday. And watch what God does. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the breakthrough and the changes that is taking place in your life. You are blessed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'll see you. Hallelujah. I will see you at one of the locations soon, but I'll see you tonight in Hollywood, Florida. Go to the website. All the information you need is there. Send us your testimony. Send it to us and let us know what God is doing in your life. You are blessed. More grace.